Hey there, monkeys. This is Patrick from Don't Quit Your Day Job. You asked for anniversary greetings for your 200th episode, and I didn't want to let you down. You know, I think I can best express myself in song. So, congrats on your 200th podcast. Ricky, Sam, and Nicole, you're just great. I meant Samantha. Yes, congrats on your 200th podcast. Let's have more diarrhea songs. We really cannot wait. You are cool, kids. It's true. And your listeners love you. You're so gross, but you're funny as hell. So congrats on your 200th podcast. And 200 more would be swell.
Love it.
I love that. So hard.
I love
so
it.
So hard.
I love it to the max.
For real. Maxi pads?
No, I knew you were going to say that.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 201. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
200 and fucking one. That's awesome. We had to play at Pat's beginning because we love it.
It's awesomeness.
It would be awesome to have a new one for every episode.
Awesomeness in a bottle. I don't know what that was.
Oh, let's pretend that we don't want to know.
You're not pretending. You're being for serious.
Yeah,
you don't want to
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I don't.
Don't bite me, cat.
Is my black pussy hurting you?
No, but I was petting him and he acted odd for a minute, like he's ready to rip my arm open with his teeth and
fangs. He will.
I don't think so.
All right, don't let him touch my computer though, because he's all about rubbing up on that. Look, rubbing his ass up on everything. Knock that black pussy down.
Kitty, be nice. Get down off the desk. Ah, close.
So, yeah, what's been going on?
Well, I'm just getting over a bout of food poisoning.
Oh, tell
Yay.
Us about it.
Well, Friday, I guess I ate something either at work or I don't know when, but I felt fine most of the day. But then Friday night, I was just like, I don't feel so good.
Oh.
So I went to dinner with my friend, Sarah, and I ate like one bite of my dinner and I was like, I need a pop. So they got me the box.
Hey, how did you say it again?
I need a box.
I need a box.
So I got my box. And then we went to the movies. We were going to see Revolutionary Road with Leo and...
Hold on. Leo and...
Kate Winslet.
Yeah.
And then we're sitting there before the movie started. And I just felt worse and worse and worse as I was sitting there. So, like, literally... Right when their previews were about to come on, I was like, dude, I'm not going to make it. So we left, got rain checks. And
That's
then,
good that you got rain checks because
yeah.
You really could have got a super big rain check if you would have thrown up on the desk.
Awesome. But I didn't want to throw up in public because she was like, go to the bathroom. And I was like, no.
I hate throwing up in public.
Right.
One time when I was like in second or third grade, I threw up at my desk. And I leaned over because I didn't want to be on my desk, and I farted at the same time.
And was it a diarrhea fart or just a fart?
No,
with
it was
chunks?
Just it was just a regular fart, but
bad enough because you were vomiting.
Right,
poor baby.
Me, and everybody was like,
"Ricky's gross,"
and he farted.
Big fat sissy.
No one really cared that I threw up. They were all like, "He farted. He farted."
Of course. Isn't that how it usually goes?
Yeah, I guess. Because not everybody throws up all the time, I guess. But
true.
Except for if you're a skinny bitch. Oh, we have a routine. Sorry. What's going on? Finish it.
Oh. So I went home, but my friend, I had picked her up. So
I
she
said
came.
A routine?
So a schedule.
A schedule. That's what I mean.
Or a laymat. Laymat? That's format and layout mixed. A laymat.
Stroke. Mind.
So I had picked my friend up, so we went back to my house, and when we got to my house, I put on my pajamas, and then I just went to the bathroom and threw up my guts. Like, all of my
was
guts.
Was it cute?
No. Ugh. I just had, like, a mental image of what it looked like, and it was so disgusting.
I hate throwing up hot dogs.
Mm.
Have you ever thrown up a hot dog?
Probably, but the Friday night I threw up pizza and, like, a chicken sandwich from Subway. With lettuce and
Ew.
Everything.
Did you have mayonnaise on it?
I don't like mayonnaise, so
oh,
no.
Oh, no. What mayonnaise poisoning then?
Ugh. I don't eat condiments. I don't know. But then I had diarrhea, too, after that. But no songs came for it. It just was diarrhea.
Cha-cha-cha.
Yeah. But I feel better now.
We haven't had any good diarrhea calls. We need some diarrhea lyrics.
We don't need to say anything that we need until the end. We'll put it all together. That should
just
be
so people remember.
I knew we need a plan after this, and also say like, never mind, I'll tell you after. We don't need to just plan it all out on the show. So what's new with you? I don't know if I like the new format. It's hard to stick to
I know, right? Just been chilling, hanging. I started school, and it's like really super busy. I went to go, did we talk about going to the suit shop?
No.
Okay, so I.
Oh, we did a little bit on the last show.
Yeah, I got in my pinstripe suit this week. I'm fucking hot. I am so hot in it. I'm so hot.
That's it?
Yeah,
you're just hot?
I'm hot.
You're so hot. You're just hot.
And I got a new shirt and a tie, which is really nice. You like that tie, don't you?
I do like that tie.
So the first...
Too bad it's not being worn by a really hot man.
That's sad it is. Bitch. what else has been going on this week? I hung out with my friend Julian yesterday because him and his boyfriend broke up and he was sadsies.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took my love away. Sorry.
Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. Was that country version? That was a country version I just did.
I don't know.
You go, Faith Hill.
Loves
I
want to
be Garth Brooks.
Oh, God. Did
oh,
you
my
see
God.
Him at the We Are One?
Yes.
He's so chunky chunk.
How about I loved how tight his pants were?
How about I loved how he messed up the words to shout? He said, throw your heels up and kick your hands up and... It's What's, back. He got it backwards.
Oh, it's
throw your hands up, kick your heels up.
Whatever. He made it.
And then
his
he
own.
Was like, hey.
Hey.
A little bit softer now.
A little bit softer now.
Okay, we're done.
A little bit softer, a little bit softer, a little bit softer. That's what she said. I need a little bit softer.
Harder now. That's what I always say.
Yes, we had the inauguration this week. Fucking amazing. I'm so happy. And he looks like he's putting the rules down, like, bam, bam, bam.
You're in my cabinet. Pay freeze.
Right.
You don't get jack shit. 100 grand, that's all you need, bitch. I'm Obama.
That's the next slogan. I'm Obama, bitch.
I like how your hair is doing a weird stick-up thing in the side, because you scratched it, and it was just like, bleep.
Right here?
It's done. It went down, because you touched it. Oh. But I like how it went, bleep.
Oh, I thought we had a schedule. I know.
It's not going to work.
Not until we get with the theme music. We can try it, but we're
too random.
We are so random. It's not even funny.
It is funny. That's why we're random.
Oh.
Cat. No. You're back.
Black pussy, get away.
So very black pussy.
It's kind of in the works, probably in about a month and a half. This is updating. This is, what's this news? What kind of news is it?
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
That's the bulletin.
Breaking news.
Breaking Ricky news.
I actually may be moving in Nicole's house. Ouchies.
Did that overmodulate?
No.
No.
I'm a goat. What?
Billy goat. Billy Goat Gruff.
So, no one called us to say who...
They would do.
Oh, on schedule. That's too random. So, yes, I may be moving in with Nicole into a spare room that they have, and it's going to save me, like, a lot of super fucking money.
Mm-hmm.
And just think, there may be possibly times that we're recording and people don't know. We can get your mom in on it.
What do you mean?
Like, we can get her in and say, oh, we're not recording right now. And she'll talk, and then we'll record her and play it.
Okay. Hey, Mom, who would you do? And casually stick a microphone in her face.
Who would you do? Just pretending.
Pretend like this was on.
And she'd be like, Willie Nelson.
Ah! No, not Willie Nelson. Nobody would do Willie Nelson, I don't think. Unless they were really, really high, or drunk, or unconscious, or dead.
True.
Those are the only times people would do Willie Nelson. Mm. High, drunk, unconscious, or dead.
Poor, maybe, because he's kind of rich.
Not poor.
Even though...
I'm living in a box, Willie. Hook me up with a house and I'll do you.
Can you hit a button on that computer real quick and just see, make sure it's still running? Okay. So, yeah, that's what's been going on. I may be moving in with Nicole. And
I had food poisoning.
That should be interesting. She had food poisoning.
I don't like how we're recapping.
Yeah, I don't recap.
Moving on.
Should we start over?
I think we should. I don't like
this. No, let's not start over. It's been 10 minutes.
It's too hard. I can't keep to a schedule.
So we're working on it. We're still on what's going on.
What's going on?
What's going on?
That could
on?
Be the theme song for it. Idea. You have to write that down so we don't forget.
I thought we weren't going to do that while we're on the show.
But it just came to me and I had to say it before we forgot.
I'm writing
sure
it down now.
You don't throw that piece of paper away. I'm going to get you new markers for your dry erase board so we can write down things up there.
Yeah.
And maybe like some bleach to wipe off the old.
Where can we have the recording studio at your house? Does it have to be in my room? Can we put it somewhere else?
Where else in my house would fit it? Your room is going to be the largest.
That's true.
Let's not think about this now. We're on
okay,
a schedule.
Yes, we're on a schedule. So what's next on the schedule?
Ricky, this so sucks already.
It's okay. Sometimes there are sucky shows. It's 201. It's okay to be sucky.
I don't like it having a sucky show. I want it to be awesome always.
Well, it is awesome always. Oh. Celebrity news and weird news articles.
Your opening music made me think we were going to see like a circus show or something. Goodness. I love making sound effects.
This is literally probably the worst show we've ever
done. I know. I'm telling you, we should just start over.
The last show was fucking funny, even though I sound like Darth Vader. No, it sounded like double me. Like, I was the two of me talking. To,
I am your father.
Oh, scaresies. Oh, hold on.
That hurt my throat. What are you doing? Making me have that voice? Luke. Wait, I can't just have dead voice. Do it.
Ooh.
This is what it sounded like on the last show.
Luke, I am your father. Ooh, and it... Ooh, I like that!
We're in a cave, babes.
We're in the descent.
Ooh, full of lesbians.
No, they weren't lesbians. Lesbian.
Yes, they were.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were.
You'll see. I got a problem, see. Dave Chappelle. I like these sound effects. Ooh, I'm in a cavern.
No, we're in a hallway.
I'm in an empty corridor of an abandoned hospital. Idea. Oh, Rand.
Scary voice.
Let's make them try to guess who's saying what. Scary laughs.
Who's talking now?
I don't know, bitch.
Who's talking now, bitch?
I'm gay. Ooh, I sound like Reagan from The Exorcist!
Shanghai Surprise.
I'm Samantha. Ooh, yeah. Oh. Oh my, those sound effects were fun. I had an idea while we had the scary voice one. Or no, the hallway voice on.
Do you need to write it? There's paper right there.
Give me a utensil. What's the scrap?
No, right here.
That's
paper.
That's a receipt. I couldn't reach.
I couldn't reach it because my titties are so fucking big.
Exactly.
All right. So weird news, celebrity news. We really don't have any celebrity news, but what's up with this model that lost her feet and her hands and her kidney stones and half her stomach and then died?
Not her kidney stones. Her
kidneys. Our kidneys. Whatever. Oh.
What?
Dead air.
How fun.
Oh, that is scary.
I want to do it. I want to do it.
Okay. We'll think about it. We'll have to find one.
Yes.
Sorry, we're planning other shows on this show. All right. So, yeah, the Brazilian lady that, like, she had an infection where they cut off her feet.
Her name
hands.
Is on that paper you're folding.
Her name is Mariana Brito de Costa. Huh? I'm in Spanish, y'all.
She's Brazilian, so they don't speak Spanish. They speak Portuguese.
Whatever, it's close. My Spanish teacher said it's close.
But it's not the same.
Whatever. So,
she had flesh-eating bacteria from sepsis.
But how did she get UTI?
Well, she had septicemia from an infection that went untreated. So she got an infection inside, which caused her to have flesh-eating.
How much do we love septicemia?
We don't. It kills.
Oh, we don't like that?
Mm-mm.
Sadsies.
I'm not liking the show. It needs to get septicemia and die.
I know, right? So what do you got over there? Some celebrity weird news shit.
This isn't celebrity news. This is weird news.
Oh,
shit. And a shingle.
Shit and a shingle. We just dropped the names of the people we're going to draw for the book and the special little gift that's in the book. And she, like, fucked it all up.
At least now they're
everybody?
Mixed.
Did you get everybody?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
This is my reference paper. Oh. That's proving that I have one by jingling it in the paper or in the microphone. Okay. Random news story number one from Mexico City.
That's Mexico City.
Whatever. Okay. A cartel stew maker says he dissolved 300 bodies.
Ooh.
What's his name? Says a suspect in police custody calls himself a stew maker for a Mexican drug lord, saying he disposed of about 300 bodies by dissolving them in acid.
That's disgusting. Like, can you, like, get rid of the whole body in acid? Like, the bones and everything?
Yeah.
How long does that take?
I don't know. He was paid $600 a week for his macabre duties.
$600 a week.
The victims were people who owed the drug lord, what's his name? Teodoro Garcia Simital, also known as El Tio. They owed him something or had betrayed him. So when they were dead, he dissolved their bodies.
Where did he put them, though? Like,
he buried some of the remains underground, and he told police where he could find where they could find the remnants.
Ew.
So they were going to go look and see.
Could you see, like, a melted body pouring out of a drum or something?
Jeffrey Dahmer style.
Yes. Except for less rape and less eating.
You totally...
What?
We need to post the Jeffrey Dahmer MySpace page.
Is it still up?
Yes. On the... the blog so that people can look at it. Can you copy a page and post it?
Probably. I could probably do that.
They won't get to hear the awesome song that's playing, though. It's like Cannibal Corpse or something like that. I come blood. But it's a MySpace page that I made up of Jeffrey Dahmer because for some reason he is very interesting to me. So just to be funny, I made a whole MySpace page for Jeffrey Dahmer. And there's a quiz on there even that Jeffrey Dahmer took. Like, you know, what are you wearing today? What kind of shoes? And I put prison flip-flops.
Uh-oh, something's playing. Hold on.
Sounds like a lawnmower.
It's something on the Sorry Ricky blogspot I have to show you. Oh, here we go. You ready?
But wait, this is you. I had another news story.
Oh, okay. Sorry. We're not really doing well on this.
I told you.
What's the news story? What's the next one?
A woman confessed to killing two women in 1967 for, they taunted her for being a lesbian, so she killed them. But then she died before she could go to jail. because she had heart and kidney problems.
Damn, that sucks. And because they called her a lesbian?
Mm-hmm.
I guess she really wasn't.
They all worked in an ice cream store together. And she went up there one night to say that she couldn't work, but she also brought her gun with her. And
then
she just shot the two chicks and killed them.
Fuck.
So don't call people lesbians.
Yeah. Don't call people lesbians and don't work at an ice cream store.
It's dangerous work.
All right, so... the end. So this is the first one of...
Why'd you turn the screen away?
Because...
Let me see.
Hold on. I'm trying to get the volume up. This is apparently me clapping.
We did this AVI before, and it didn't come up that well. We did it in a quick time format with Icky. So here we go again. One of the advantages of having bigger body parts than most is you can do things. I can actually clap without my hands. Check it out.
Oh, my God. Why would you film yourself if you're that fat?
I don't know.
That's repulsive.
And they go, love to the boys, Ricky's special talent. Ooh. Sorry, Ricky. So here comes yours. Up here.
Oh, God.
Nicole is ready to welcome in our new president.
Oh, I'm sexy with my huge flabby boobs and American flag painted on them.
Let's see. They
posted by Nessa.
I knew Nessa loved this song, but I think she took it too far
with the dancing and being shirtless. How dare you, lady? Click it.
This is Sorry Ricky. blogspot.com. That's the sound quality of the video. Sucking on my titties like I wanted you. Come.
Whoever's filming him is laughing hysterically. The Brandon Beach shot. Ew. Ew. I can totally do that.
I am sure you can.
Hot crack.
What's funny is Christian probably thinks this guy is super hot.
He's not hot.
He's cute. Look at him.
The little skinny guy laughing.
So, yeah, I like that song. You've heard that song. Oh.
Oh, no. Day in the life, a small part of Christian's everyday activities.
Is that a curtain on her ass?
No. She killed a cheetah.
That's a lot of cheetah.
That's a big one.
Yes, it's true. Even those of us with fabulous home pages have to do dishes once in a while.
With what?
Fabulous home. She said flabulous. Oh, which one's her arm?
I guess.
Oh, I can't watch that anymore.
Who records? Who would be on?
That's it.
Warming up for his Beyonce video, Brian loosens, hey, up to some John Cougar.
That totally looks like a you-know-who from work.
You said his name already.
Yeah, I need to beep that out. Doesn't it?
Hurts so good. No, this guy's like Chinese looking.
Hurt so good. Come on, baby, make it hurt.
What the hell? Go up.
All right, this is the last one. Looks like Ness's voice lessons are paying off. Is that real?
Turn this off. I don't want to laugh at a disabled person. That's awful. And then it froze on a weird spot. Why? I'm glad my Sorry Nicole wasn't that bad. I was expecting like an X-Tube video
of
something.
They get worse. Believe me, they get worse.
So far, not so bad.
I've had some really ugly ones on there.
Well, that's because it's you.
Sassy.
They could put like, I'm going to put a video up of a whale exploding and be like, oh. Guess Ricky's not going to be at the Christmas party after all. Exploding hate whale. You. 2-ton chunks of blubber falling from the sky.
Hate you. Mean it.
You love it. Okay, so right. What's next?
Phone calls. Here we go. Maybe.
Yo, Ricky and Nicole and Samantha.
Ricky and Nicole and Samantha.
Yeah. Yo, what's up,
yo,
guys?
Ricky, Nicole, and Samantha.
You're so weird, Brittany.
Franco.
I wonder who this is.
Franco, no more drunk calls. We're not going to be able to play them. They're too indecipherable.
Here we go.
You're so weird.
Shut up. I can't think.
You can't think. Yo, guys, what's up? We're drinking right now. What
oh
else is new?
Yo, I don't know what's going on.
This is Brittany, the one that... I was on the phone with.
Yo.
Like, while I was with. Can I talk? Am I Downsy that I was with the other day when you guys called me?
Who should I drunk dial?
I don't know.
I'm gonna drunk dial someone.
Drunk dial.
That's the main one.
Wait, go on your phone book.
They're totally the friends. Even though he's gay, they're gonna fuck one night.
Yeah,
because
I think
they're both so drunk, they're gonna wake up and be like, what the hell?
I'm pregnant.
Ah!
And Franco's like, oh, no, you don't.
Drama.
You better get an abortion.
No, my husband would never do that.
Talk about your mom.
No. Your mom. Oh, my God, no.
They're not old enough to drink, even.
Mm. You already called him.
No, I didn't. No.
We can stop this call, I think. It's a little
over.
Too randomness.
Oh, it is?
Like, he totally forgot he called us.
I just hang up randomly.
I could ride my bike with no handlebars.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you guys later. You guys should call me again.
I don't know if we want
to
call him again.
I love to, you know, have you guys call me. All right, bye.
Bye.
At first, I thought he was going to start singing some Beyonce.
I know.
If you like it, then you should put a ring on it.
If you like it, then you should put a ring on it. Don't be mad to say I did on it. If you like it, then you should put a ring on it. Everyone knows that part, at least.
We know the same parts.
I'm hot. I'm sweating, yo. For real.
I have my air conditioner on. Your titties are sweating. I can see. They're glistening. Woo, bounce them. Shake them. I love
to
see.
You like to do it at work.
Let me see. I love bouncy boobs.
I love bouncy boobs.
Let me see them bounce.
I already did that.
I want to see it again.
Why?
Do it. No, bounce up and down. Woo, 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 woo. I don't know why bouncy boobs make me laugh.
I don't either.
But that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I'm girl.
Be glad you never saw me on it like a trampoline. You would like have
that
a heart
would be
attack.
Like the best.
We'll find one and you can film me on a trampoline. And post
with
it.
Just a bra. And we're going to put it on YouTube.
No, right, we're not.
Here we go, next call.
Hello, fellow monkey. I am at the Scottish Highway
Festival
in Winter Springs, Orlando, almost. And here we go. It's a lot of fun here today. I just wanted to say hey and hope everything's been well. And, yeah, rock on, man. Bye.
Something out of Scottish something.
That's Cutie Lou.
Lou.
He's not going to hang up anytime soon. he's actually supposed to come film us do a show next Friday, probably. I know. Are you so excited?
Mm-hmm.
I think I should wear my new suit and you should wear like a fancy dress.
I don't have a fancy dress. Although my bridesmaid dress is here, but it doesn't fit anymore.
But you can just put it on.
It's too big.
So it's still fancy.
It'll be a tent.
It's still fancy, right?
Mm. Fancies no. only fit properly.
Freddie says, sitting in my office laughing so hard I'm crying. What a way to start a Monday. Get up, you big fat sissy. Love it.
Aw, Ricky, you big fat sissy.
And he says, Nicole, genital warts make you ribbed for his pleasure. You go, girl.
Thanks to David Beckham for giving me those.
And we have one more phone call. Here we go.
Hey, Ricky, Nicole, and sometimes Samantha. This is Freddie in Austin. I would totally let Christopher Maloney butt pump me full of his genital warts and his AIDS.
And his AIDS.
Wanted to give me as long as he was butt pumping me. Love the show. Bye.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
He said bump pumping him.
I heard. So he said he would let him get genital warts, AIDS, anything else he wanted to get.
Right.
Him. What if he wanted to pour acid in your butthole?
Oh.
As long as he, it what was him he doing one, it.
If he wanted to make a stew out of your butthole.
What if he wanted to be the stew master and dissolve you? Would you let him as long as it was him doing it? That's what we need to. I want more calls or emails like that.
Okay.
Who's a celebrity that you would let do anything to you, even if he had diseases or.
One arm.
Or said. You know, hey, we can have a long-going secret affair, but no one can know about it.
Who would that be?
Yeah. Who would you let, you know, just fucking secret?
I still haven't answered mine yet. I'm still working on it. Because there's a couple.
Your time is running out.
I know.
You
I'm
need
working
to toe.
On it.
To toe. You need to toe by the next
I might,
show.
I might have somebody I have to share with. What if somebody calls up and they're like, bam. And I'm like, no, bam, it's mine.
Mm-mm.
I sound like Trucker Mike when I said that.
Bam, that's mine.
Bam, that's mine.
Yep. Holla. Okay, we gotta draw the name.
All right, time to draw the name. Try not.
Yeah,
draw
you
name.
Mix it up. Oh, you knocked one
oh,
out.
Knocked one out.
We're gonna draw the name to see who wins the copy of Screwed Up Life of Charlie II, and with a little special something something. Ricky is mixing up the names, and I'm going to draw one out.
Is that good?
I think so. Yes.
How about now?
You're done. Stop.
I'll hold it up high.
I can't read.
I'll hold it up high so you can't see.
Okay.
And don't the read winner... the name immediately. I want to see first.
No.
I want to see who it is.
Uh-uh.
Let me see.
No. I'm going to just say it, and okay. Then you're going to be surprised. Ready? Drum roll. The winner is... Ramble Redhead! Yay!
Now... If you already have the book, let us know. We can let us have someone else have a chance. So I'm not for sure if he's one that's read it. There's a bunch of podcasters that read it.
Well, he won. So either
we'll
way.
We'll keep him right now. If he doesn't get the book, we'll send him the special part, the additional part. And then we can just buy another one for the book person.
Okay.
But Ramble Redhead.
Let us know.
He's a few shows behind. So if he says, if you need to get back to us by February 1st, if you haven't gotten back to us by, wait.
That's
like 2 days.
It's next Sunday.
Okay, next Sunday.
Because that's the Super Bowl.
Give us a call. Let us know if you have the book or not. You'll still get the additional little prize thing, but we'd rather give the book to somebody that doesn't have it yet.
Right.
So, all right. Well, I guess we're out of here. This is Ricky. Let me say this first. You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. You can give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. You can send us stuff at...
P.O. Box 725. Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Correcto.
Ding, ding, ding.
Call us and tell us who you let any famous person do to you.
Dead or alive.
What else do we need? 5-star reviews. We got an additional 4 more. Nicole's going to start working on the poems.
No, she's not.
She doesn't want to do them anymore, but I don't think that's fair for everybody else.
Well.
And the longer you put it off, the more you're going to have to write.
I'm just tired of poems.
But they're good.
No,
what else would you
like
to do
them.
With them then?
With
nothing.
The reviews, nothing. Just
yeah, of course you don't. But it's not fair for the people that giving. These people gave reviews because they were wanting a poem.
No, they gave reviews because you say call or leave us reviews.
And I say Nicole will write you a poem.
I
now,
don't even know
today,
where I would start.
We won't do it. There's 104 left. If you do up to what's there, then you won't have to do them anymore.
I don't even know where to start. Like,
I know
who
where
needs
you left
a poem.
Off. I know where you left off.
Jesus.
We have a 1-star review we have to write a poem for, too.
That wouldn't be too hard.
Okay, so we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
Thank you for downloading episode 201 or 201 or 201. And
right. 2.0.1.
Oh, that's fun.
Letter dot, letter dot, letter dot.
Letter dot, letter.
You have
letter
that.
Dot. I don't have the letter dot, letter dot, letter dot.
That was an inside-the-mouth laugh.
I could tell. Your Adam's apple was showing.
I don't have an Adam's apple. Thank you very much.
Sure you don't. That's what they
just
all
for
say.
That, you don't get to see the boob bounce anymore.
Oh, please. Once I move in with you, I'll see boobs bouncing everywhere.
I have the biggest in the house.
There's like 5 women in there. There's going to be 5
There's 4.
Girls.
Well, Well, when you move in, there'll be five.
Well, there's going to be five girls. No. Sophie's a girl.
She's a dog. She doesn't count.
Oh, well, she's a girl.
Oh, I love Sophie.
She doesn't count.
She's cute. I might take her to the dog
park. We're out of here. Bye.
Peace.
Oh, we went to CC's today. Bye.
Not a good way to end it. We went to CC's today. Bye.
All right, bye.
Food black hole. Bye.